I'm going the speed limit. It's a long turn lane in the president's going forever. Because he's got to slow down hard. I look back. He's got a CB radio. I got mine. Looks like I won. Throw back on the dashboard. Got to the apartments first. Didn't floor it. Took the time. I won. Try to teach him that's how you do it, but he doesn't want to listen. He said I still would have won. I was like, long distance, yeah. I was like, long distance, I would have done better on gas. He's got that. He's got a big V8. He's lifted off the ground with giant tires on it and drives like a maniac. I'll get there first. But I want to know where these kids start throwing money around. Kids, we all did a lab. We all did a lab where we all go out in the parking lot. We checked coolant level and exhaust emissions coming out of our car. Everybody else, they got Ricers, over-engineered German cars. The Blazer was the only car to do all of the tests and pass all of the tests. Nobody else could get the radiator cap open. Nobody else got it started. Nobody else did any of that. Mr. Pergram, my instructor, did all of his tests. Blazer passed. There's no cracks in the block. There's no cracks in the cylinder. It's not leaking oil into the coolant. There's not combustion gases into the coolant. It's not leaking coolant out of the ASN or oil. So I'm like, well, that's a pass for me. I was like, the Blazer did better than I expected. And Mr. Perker's really cool. He's a heavy set older man, which I'm used to older
teachers. Guys.
Yeah. And they're like old man. Old man would fit in beautifully. And he's talking, and we're talking GM cars, you know, radiator caps, and Tories. You can never get anything about them. Like, I know. Talking about how many people have to take the wheels off to do spark plugs. How many people do you cuss and scream the engineers when you find you have to do something on your car and it's impossible?
Old man! Yeah. Your son is home!
Hey, old man. Did a lot of labs. I hate my lab partners. Learned a lot, though. I realized I want my truck. I'm glad I don't have it, though.
It's still there.
I know. It's not going to get sold.
How do you know it's not going to get sold?
Because people that came by to look at it before probably won't come back again. And you know, comes and goes. If people see it there for a long period of time, something's wrong with it.
Mm. That's true. Your dad said he would probably just, you know, if we need it, go grab it or whatever.
Yeah.
Everything. Your dad's got a little moped scooter.
What? What are you people doing?
And
what are you people doing?
No. And Grandpa, your Uncle Jeff came.
Okay.
And the way your dad described your Uncle Jeff, number one, Uncle Jeff tried to kill your father going to Starbucks in his truck and pulling out in the wrong direction and just, you know, speeding and cutting people off. And
so he's like that, and old man's still the tortoise. He gets there first.
Yeah. Well, but he was in the passenger thing.
Oh, okay.
And that, you know, old man's trying to tell him, well, you can turn down this way or go this way, and Jeff wouldn't listen. And I was like, so now you know what it's like to talk to you about, you know this and you know that, and only Jeff is more mean-spirited. And
they all got grudges against each other.
Yeah. And then your Uncle Jeff said he was thinking about buying one of the houses so that Grandma Joan would have a place to stay when she came up here.
Why? I mean, I hate to say it, but Grandma Jones older.
She said she wants to fly up. If she comes up this time, she'd fly, like, into Monroe or something like that. Someplace, not other than O'Hare.
Oh, God, I wouldn't want to go to O'Hare. I've driven around O'Hare.
And,
I got to drive. Because with the final today, it was the exam final.